shall not keep silent. Hear, O my people, God says, and I will speak.
另外一处在诗篇五十篇第三节这里说到，我们的神会来，他不会静默。神说，我的民啊，我要说话。
Yeah. And so I guess the question is, if God is speaking, is anybody listening?
下面的问题就是，如果神在说话，有没有人在听呢？
We see this same thread or the same theme throughout the New Testament as well.
我们看在旧约新约都是这个主题下来。
Like in the opening verse of Hebrews where we read long ago, at many times and in many ways, God spoke to our fathers by the prophets, but in these last days He has spoken to us by His Son.
我们特别在希伯来书第一章第一节一到二节这里说，神既在古时多次多方的借着先知小于列祖，就在今天借着他的儿子对我们说话。
So how do you and I respond when this one from heaven speaks?
那我们今天对我们说话的神，我们的反应是什么呢？
When this one who loves us more than life itself speaks even to us.
这位爱我们的神，爱我们到如此对我们说话，我们怎么办呢？
So this is what we find in our text today, that this is the God who continues to transmit and convey and communicate His life-giving word.
我们就进到今天我们要分享的经文来看，神是如何对我们说话。
But at times, He speaks in parables.
但在这段经文，他是用一个比喻来对我们说话。
So we see in verses 1 and 2, He taught them many things by parables, verse 2.
我们看见耶稣在这里用比喻对他的门徒说话。
And in His teaching, He said the following.
他就这样，经文是这样说的。
He said, listen, a farmer went out to sow his seed. And as he was scattering the seed, some fell along the path, and the birds came and ate it up. Some fell on rocky places where it did not have much soil. It sprang up quickly because the soil was shallow. But when the sun came up, the plants were scorched and they withered because they had no root. Other seed fell among thorns, which grew up and choked the plants so that they did not bear grain. Still other seed fell on good soil. It came up, grew, and produced a crop, some multiplying 30, some 60, some 100 times.
耶稣说，你们听啊，有一个撒种的出去撒种，撒的时候有落在路旁的，飞鸟来吃尽了，有落在土浅石头地上的，土气不深，发苗最快，日头出来一晒，因为没有根就枯干了。有落在荆棘里的，荆棘长起来把它挤住了，就不结实；又有落在好土里的，就发生长大，结实有30倍，有60倍，有100倍的。
How many of you are familiar with this text? Maybe just through your own Bible reading. Have you seen this text before?
大家对这段圣经熟悉吗
？Yeah, I think it might be the most well-known parable of all.
我个人觉得这一段这个比喻可能是圣经所有比喻里面最受人。被人知道的。
I don't know, but I think it's maybe my favorite parable.
我可能就是最喜欢的比喻就是这个比喻了。
And after Jesus tells this parable, he adds the following. He says, "Whoever has ears to hear, let them hear."
耶稣讲完了这个，又说了一句话，说有耳可听的就应当听。
Yeah. So, how many of you have ears today?
你们在座的今天谁带了耳朵来？
Yeah.Of course, he's not just talking about this kind. He's talking something deeper, right?
耶稣讲的不是你这个肉体上的耳朵，而是你心里面的那个听话的那个功能。
So when you see a text like this, what is your response?
当你这一段的话的话，你的反应是什么呢？
It's today we might say, "Hey, listen up."
可能就是说你要专心听了。
Right. So when Jesus says, "Listen up," probably we better listen up.
当耶稣说你要注意专心听了，我们当然需要注意专心听。
But when he uses parables, it's not always clear what he's talking about.
但是就看比喻本身，你可能不懂他在说什么。
So let's take a look at the way that the 12 disciples, these apostles, responded when they didn't quite understand.
我们看看那十二个门徒，他们听了，其实他们也没听懂，所以他们就来问耶稣了。
When he was alone, the 12 and the others around him asked him about the parables.
所以第十节就说，当无人的时候，跟随耶稣的人和十二个门徒就问他这个比喻的意思。
So do you remember the text that we shared together when I was here a month or two ago, where we talked about who Jesus' family is?
你还记得我以前在这边讲道的时候讲过，到底耶稣的家人是谁呢？
And his own siblings and his mom were not sure if he was going crazy, and so they were trying to get his attention. But Jesus said, "Well, actually, I'm here with my family."
当时耶稣的家人就是他的母亲、他的兄弟姊妹，觉得他可能疯了，所以就从家里说要把他带回家去。但是耶稣拒绝了。耶稣说，到底谁是我的家人呢？就指着坐在他面前那些门徒说，这些人就是我的家人。
Do you remember that?
还记得那段吗？
He said, these ones that are sitting around listening to me, interacting with me, listening to my word, these are the people that are my family.
耶稣说，这些坐在我脚前听我讲道的和我在一起的，这些人就是我的家人。
So this is interesting. Jesus helps us clarify who's the family, who's in, and who's distant from him.
所以通过耶稣这句话可以看到，耶稣讲明了谁是他家人，谁是离他近的，谁是离他远的。
Right. If you ever had that question, who really is part of the family and who's not, Jesus makes it pretty clear.
耶稣那段讲得挺清楚，到底谁是跟他相近的人，谁是离他远的人。
It seems like these people who are family are asking and seeking to understand more.
所以这里门徒和跟随他的人就是耶稣的家人，所以这些家人就来问耶稣，他这个比喻到底什么意思。
So what are these parables that Jesus is now using to communicate?
那到底什么是比喻呢？
I think this is not the only definition, but this is one that came to my mind.
我觉得比喻的定义是这样子的哈。
A parable is a simple, memorable story which uses media and metaphors from everyday life to deliver a message wherein divine kingdom truths are hidden.
所以比喻就是一个简单的可以让人明白的一个故事，然后这个故事呢，耶稣就用它来把生活中的一些运用生活中一些常见的场景来传扬一个神的一个信息。
Yeah, so these truths that are being communicated are not always apparent.
它这里面的这个信息不见得每一次都是那么明显的。
So this is the mark of someone who's a genuine disciple.
所以如果
In other words, their response to Jesus, even though they didn't understand, helps us understand the distinctions or the marks of a true disciple.
如果一个人是真正门徒，当他听到耶稣的比喻的话，他会去寻求问这个意思，这个比喻里面到底在讲什么意思。
And what stands out to us is these 12, and there's probably a few others,They waited and they asked Jesus for clarification.
所以十二个门徒以及旁边一些跟随耶稣的人，他们就是真的门徒，他们听不懂这个耶稣的比喻，所以他就趁着没人的时候，他就来问耶稣了，这到底什么意思？
Yeah, and I think it's the same way today. Our response to the word can be reflected in our attitude and in our actions.
所以我们如今做门徒，我们要有同样的态度。当我们不懂的时候，我们要去寻求。
It seems like they genuinely leaned in and they wanted to know more, they wanted clarification.
他们很真诚地寻求主的话的意思。
Which is a real different response from, I don't understand, whatever, bye bye.
如果最怕是什么呀？就是不 care, 就是我不懂，反正拉倒吧，我反正也不懂。
So Jesus explains and it says, He told them, the secret of the kingdom of God has been given to you, this family, you 12. But to those on the outside, everything is said in parables.
所以耶稣就对他们说，神国的奥秘只叫你们知道，但是对于外人，我们就用比喻对他们说。
And then Jesus quotes a text from a famous prophet in their history.
那耶稣就下面引用了旧约一个很有名的先知的话。
And it reads like this, they may be ever seeing, so that they may be ever seeing but never perceiving, ever hearing but never understanding, otherwise they might turn and be forgiven.
叫他们看是看见却不晓得，听是听见却不明白，以至于他们回转过来就得赦免。
I think it's remarkable how Jesus knows the scripture so well. He's quoting the prophet Isaiah from a well-known text that every faithful Jew would know.
So Jesus 在这里就引用了旧约以赛亚先知的话。那这段 这段话其实每一个犹太人都很熟悉的。
So evidently when Jesus is teaching, particularly something like a parable, not everybody can grasp it.
所以很明显耶稣讲一个比喻的时候不是每个人都懂他是什么意思。
We can see that, you know, it's not easily apparent unless you draw closer to Jesus and you simply ask, wait a second, Jesus, what?
当你听了听不懂的时候你就应该去问耶稣这个比喻到底什么意思。
And this could be a person that is a believer or someone who says they're a believer. You know, it's not just people who are, don't go to church. This principle applies in the same way that if you really don't understand, you have to lean in.
如果你不懂的话你就应该问这个原则对于你信和不信都是一样的。
And it seems like unless Jesus through the Spirit of God is able to have space to explain and clarify, maybe we will not understand his teachings.
如果耶稣不把这比喻讲，不把他的这个比喻讲清楚的话，我们其实谁都不懂。
Because here there's a crowd around Jesus, and here's the world's greatest teacher teaching in a parable, and not everybody understands.
所以当时情形就是这些人跟耶稣这么久，但是听到耶稣这样讲，他们还是不懂。
So I don't know why sometimes we think if I can just get my friend the Bible, he'll be okay. I'm not sure.
所以你想，当时他们跟耶稣这么久，听耶稣讲都没听懂，那现在你拿本圣经给一个人，就说你自己读自己搞明白，那个机会也是很低的。
Right? We might give them the Bible, but if there's not the Spirit of God and if there's not the people of God that are sitting with them and engaging and interacting, then you know people misunderstand what Jesus is trying to teach us.
如果你给对一个不信人就给他一本圣经叫他自己读懂，如果没有神的灵帮助他，没有神的儿女教导他。他是不会懂的。
So Jesus quotes Isaiah, he said, go and tell this people, be ever hearing, but never understanding. Be ever seeing, but never perceiving. Make the heart of this people calloused. Make their ears dull and close their eyes. Otherwise, they might see with their eyes and hear with their ears and understand with their hearts and turn and be healed. Jesus quoting Isaiah chapter 6 verses 9 and 10.
所以以赛亚书六章九节到十节这里就这样说，他们听要听见却不明白，他们看要看见却不懂得，以免得他们这些百姓是油蒙了心，耳朵发沉，以至于他如果打开眼睛看到了听懂了，那他们回转了，他们就会得救。
So Jesus use of parables,it is implied in Mark's gospel, is a sign of God's judgment on his people.
所以马可在这里就预示了耶稣用比喻的方式来表明这是神的审判。
Though they claim to see, they cannot perceive.
他们说是看见了，但是并没有看懂。
Now we're not talking about the 12 right now, those people who are leaning in. We're talking about the people who are coming and going and they're keeping somewhat distant from Jesus, but they're interested. We're talking about the crowd that's kind of coming and going.
我们在这里说的那些看见了但没看懂的不是这十二个门徒，而是那其他那些跟随当时一大群人到耶稣面前来来往往那些人。
So we're talking about the average so-called believer.
在我们现今的教会呢，就是一般的所谓号称自己是信徒，其实并没有真信的。
Though they see, they do not perceive.
他们看是看见的，但是没有看懂。
Though they hear, or they will tell you they hear, they cannot understand.
他们听到了，但是他没有听进去。
Because if they could see and hear, then they would perceive and they would understand.
他们如果真的是看懂了听进去了，那他就会明白了。
And if that was true, then they would experience a transformation, a turning to God.
他们如果真是看进去了听懂了，那他就会改变。
And in that turning, and in that humility of turning back to God, they would be healed.
他们一旦改变就会被神医治。
And that same Greek word is often translated saved.
那个词还有一个意思就是得救。
Also, we think about it in terms of restored. Those people who turn in humility, responding to the word, are healed, they're saved, they're restored to God.
这些人他们看明白了听懂了，他们转变了回转了悔改了归向神，被得救了被医治了被更新了。
And we see this most typically when we're with the youth or sometimes with the aged. Yeah.
对，我们常常在很多年轻人身上看到这个表现，但其实不管年轻年长都一样。
So I remember my youth, and I wasn't listening to anything that older people were saying to me.
我记得我年轻的时候，年长人跟我说的话，我一句也听不进。
Yeah, I'm not proud of that, but that was just who I was when I was 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21. That was who I was.
反正我是十六岁到二十二岁之间，我就是这种德行。
Right. So I was hearing, but I was not hearing. I was seeing, but I was blind.
我听到了，但我没有听进去。我看见了，但我没有看懂。
So this helps us to understand why Jesus revealed the mysteries of the kingdom to those who really wanted to know, his closest family.
所以这一段就讲到耶稣对于紧密跟随他的和那十二个门徒他的这个比喻到底讲些什么。
And so Jesus always makes time for those people who are leaning in, who really want to understand.
对于那些真正寻求他的，耶稣总是有时间回应的。
But for those who are coming and going and like, oh, well, whatever, maybe they will not understand at all.
对于那些无所谓的，有跟没有都一样的，那就另当别论了。
Apparently, God does not feel obligated to help and to reveal things to those who are 无所谓。
所以神对那些无所谓的人，神也无所谓。
Right? Does that sound familiar? I mean, this is kind of what was happening when Jesus was around with his disciples and his family were saying, Jesus, come home, you're crazy. And it's similar, you know. His own family was at a distance, but those who wanted to learn and wanted to follow him were sitting around listening and interacting with him.
所以你看耶稣那段对他自己的他的母亲他的兄弟姊妹以为他疯了要把他带回家去的，他无所谓，他根本没有要跟他们花时间回家，而是花时间教导在他面前的这些门徒。
So it seems that Jesus is oftentimes shocked by his closest disciples, and he's a little bit shocked that even they don't seem to understand this parable.
这一段我们就发现，耶稣对于他的这些门徒不懂这个比喻，他觉得很惊讶。
He says in verse 13, "Don't you understand this parable? How then will you understand any parable?" He sounds a little frustrated.
所以耶稣对他们说：“你们不明白比喻吗？怎能明白一切的比喻呢？”所以耶稣好像有点沮丧哈。
It seems that only the Spirit of Jesus can reveal the deeper meaning of a parable.
所以只有耶稣自己的灵才能够把这个比喻的深层的含义显明出来。
And so when we reach verse 14, look, we're already at verse 14. See? We're doing good. Look at the time. So, what happens?
所以我看到讲到第十四节了哈。
We see he's going to go ahead and explain the meaning of the parable.
所以我们看到耶稣就自己把这个比喻解释出来了。
He says, the farmer sows the word.
他就说那个有一个农夫出去撒种。
So who's the farmer?
你在想这个农夫是谁呢？
He's the one sowing the seed.
撒种的那个人就是那个农夫。
And in Mark, we're not really told who the farmer is, but, you know, if we use our imagination, we can probably discern who the farmer is.
这段圣经里面没有指明说那个农夫到底是谁，但是我们可以猜测那个农夫是指的是谁。
It probably represents the Spirit of God, the Spirit of Jesus, and anyone who allows that Spirit to live and dwell within them.
这里可能是耶稣的灵啊，或者是圣灵，也可以说是任何一个允许让这个圣灵住在我们身上，以让推动我们去传福音的人，都可能是这个农夫。
Because anybody who dares to let the Spirit of God fully dwell in them will discover that the Spirit sometimes takes them and moves them to go out and engage with other people.
所以，任何一个有圣灵充满的，你都会经历过，就是神的灵驱动你出去传福音。
Then beginning in verse 15, Jesus is going to focus on the central idea or meaning of this particular parable.
然后从15节开始我们就看他一段一段的来解释这个比喻了。
And we're going to see that different people are like different kinds of soil.
他说实际上是每一种土壤就代表了不同的人。
We read in verse 15, some are like seed along the path where the word is sown. As soon as they hear it,Satan comes and takes the word that was sown in them.
所以第一种土壤就是那撒在路旁的，就是人听得到，撒旦立刻来把撒在他心里的道夺去了。
So the first kind of soil is the hearts which receive the seed of God's word along the path.
所以第一种土壤就是路边的啊，那这种土壤代表一种人。
And then the second is verse 16. Others like seed sown on rocky places hear the word and at once receive it with joy. But since they have no root, they last only a short time. When trouble or persecution comes because of the word, they quickly fall away.
第二种就是那撒在石头地上的，就是人听得到立刻欢喜领受，但他心里没有根，不过是暂时的，及至未到遭了患难或者受了逼迫，立刻就跌倒了。
Hearts which receive the seed on rocky places.
第二种土壤是在石头地上的。
Still others in verse 18, like seed sown among thorns, hear the word, but the worries of this life, the deceitfulness of wealth, and the desires for other things come in and choke the word, making it unfruitful.
第三种就是那撒在荆棘里的，就是人听了道，后来有世上的思虑、钱财的迷惑和别样的私欲进来，把道挤住了，不能结实。
So this is the soil or the hearts which receive the seed among thorns and weeds.
第三种土壤是在荆棘里的土壤。
And the fourth kind are hearts which receive the seed on good soil.
第四种土壤就是好土壤。
And Jesus says it this way, others like seed sown on good soil hear the word, accept it, and produce a crop, some 30, some 60, some 100 times what was sown.
最后一种就是那撒在好地上的，就是人听了道又领受并且结实，有30倍的、60倍的、100倍的。
So these are the questions that we're going to answer right now. Four questions.
现在就是我们来看这个四个问题了哈。
What's the soil like that's along the path?
第一个，那个在路边的土壤是什么样子的？
Second question, what kind of things might these rocks in the second kind of soil, what do they represent?
第二种土壤，那个石头代表了什么？
Third, what do the thorns and the weeds probably represent?
第三个，我们来看那个荆棘代表什么？
And then finally, what makes the good soil good?
那我们最后来看什么样的土壤是好土壤。
So we're going to unpack that beginning in verse 15.
我们来仔细来看第十五节。
And hopefully together we're going to discover some insights.
希望我们从中得到启示。
Number one, hearts which receive seed along the path. So what's that soil like?
第一个，那个路边的土壤是什么样的土壤？
Well, here's some observations that I made.
我自己有些这些观察哈。
It's when God's seed meets unprepared hearts which cannot receive the word, it's because they're too hard. The heart is too hard.
所以这个路边的土壤代表人心根本对于神的道根本没有准备要来听。
So the seed just remains on the top of that hard soil and the birds can just easily come in and take it.
所以那个土是很硬的哈，被就因为在路边嘛，所以被压来压去，压得很硬了，所以根本就进不了这个土壤的里面，所以就在土的表面上，所以鸟都看见了，所以鸟一下就过来吃了。
And we might quickly deduce, oh, this is talking about people who are unsaved, yeah, but I think it's a bigger audience than that.
有人可能觉得啊，这个代表的是不信的人，其实我觉得不止这些，可能更多。
Because there, I know many believers in my 40 years of following Jesus who they respond pretty much like this. They encounter the word and, you know, they're never changed by it at all.
我传道40年的这个过程中，我见到很多人，他说是自己是基督徒，但是他听到神的话，他根本就没有任何改变。
It's almost like the seed fell, but nothing happened.
就好像这个种子落下去。什么也没有发生。
But what's interesting about the sower, the great farmer, is he is willing in his love and mercy to even sow on that kind of soil.
但是很有意思，就你发现这个神就是撒种的这个人，他还照样撒下去了。
That sounds counterintuitive. What? You want to sow seed on that kind of soil? That's a waste. Maybe that's how we think.
我们可能觉得，哎，你这个农夫撒在你明知道那地方不会有任何结果的地方，那你会不会有点浪费呢？但是神照样撒了。
God has His own mysterious ways, and in His love, He says, "No, sow it here, sow it there, even on the hard-hearted, sow My word."
但神是照样这里也撒，那里也撒，即便他知道那地是个硬土，他照样撒。
Yeah. Usually, I would think, "Oh, I'm going to sow the word someplace where the people are receptive," but the Spirit of God may lead you to sow it on the places along the path.
照我个人的想法，我要撒种，我一定找一个好土地方去撒，对吧？但是神不一样，神在神，即便是土，神也。
Okay, now along the rocky places there, the seed sown on the rocky places.
第二，我们看到那个种子撒在那个石头地上了。
What kind of things might these rocks represent?
你觉得这个石头代表什么？
Well, I think many of us have encountered this kind of soil. It's not hard, but it's rocky.
我们很多人也经历过这种土壤，就是这个土不硬，但是很多的石头。
And so because of all the rocks, that soil lacks depth, and it prevents the seed from taking root.
所以因为这个下面是石头，表面是土，但是所以那个土不深。
So just like in nature, that kind of condition, you might see growth immediately, but it's not long lasting.
所以那个土一下就进去了，就发芽了，但是因为土不深，所以它没办法成长。
Too much sun, or the conditions are not right, or you encounter difficulties in life, and soon these types fall away.
所以当这个所以他这里说如果人未到遭了患难或者受了逼迫，立刻就跌倒了。
Right. So can a person be a believer and have this kind of heart?
如果一个人说自己信主，他的心会不会像这个土浅石头地上呢？
Personally, I think it's possible.
我觉得是很有可能的。
Yeah. They call themselves a believer. They think of themselves as a believer, but basically this represents their heart condition before God.
他说自己是基督徒，他号称他行为看上去像基督徒。但是他的心就像这个土浅石头地上一样。
I think this is one reason why some people who are helping others to follow Jesus, they won't baptize immediately just at the first evidence of interest, but they will wait, they'll work with somebody, and then when it's clear that, hey, this is real, then they'll follow Jesus in baptism.
所以我觉得有些教会他不是说有人说一信主马上受洗，他等一段时间。我猜他们的意思就是说要观察一下这个人是不是因为过一段时间被太阳一晒被逼迫或者患难，他是不是就不信了？他要观察一下这个人，然后再要不要给这个人施洗。
I think we're too happy to respond too quickly. Oh, look at they're so interested, they're so excited, and then 2 weeks later you never see them again.
所以有时候你他一说他信了，你高兴的要死，给他施洗，两个礼拜后他再也不来了。
What's happening in that context? Well, it's an emotional response.
因为他当时信的时候，他是一个情绪上的反应。
Right. Yes, there are people who will profess Christ if you learn, you know, to share the gospel in a way that persuades it. Yeah, you will see some kind of response. It happens a lot.
所以你传福音的时候，人确实会在情绪上做个反应，他会有反应，说我愿意信的。这个确实也常常发生过的。
And at that moment, they seem to be genuinely engaging, genuinely interested and open, and it's a wonderful thing, but be careful.
在当时他的反应确实是正常的，是真实的。
There's rocks in the soil.
但是他就像这个土浅石头地上，他心里没有根。
And these rocks are things like jealousy or unforgiveness or misperceptions about who God is. And you have to deal with those rocks if you want to see the seed take root.
所以这个石头在这个人的身上代表什么呢？可能代表他的嫉妒，代表他的不愿意饶恕，或者代表他对于神的误解。
So it's not enough to quickly try to move them to say a prayer and then pat them on the back. You have to love people more than that. You've got to take time. You work with them. There's rocks there that need to be dealt with.
所以他不是一信了主，你拍拍他肩膀，一切都万事大吉，什么都好了哈。你要花时间了解，把这个心里这些石头，这些不好的品格的东西，然后帮他对付。
Alright, so I could say more on that, but I think there's too many words here. I'm just saying, slow down, walk with God, listen to what's happening, be aware there's rocks in the soil many times in many lives.
这个就光这个题目可以讲很长的时间哈，那我就不继续深入讲了。所以就是记得有当他这个土浅石头地上的时候，你要多花点时间。
And as you're trying to help others deal with the rocks in their heart, also you might ask God to help you deal with the rocks in your heart.
当你在帮助别人清理他这个心里面的石头的时候，也求主帮助你自己对付你自己心里面的石头。
Because if you don't deal with those strongholds, those jealousies, that unforgiveness, and there's so many more examples, the seed is going to have a hard time really taking root.
如果你不把心中的这些苦毒，把心中这些牢牢抓住你心的这些不好的东西，给它靠主的恩典把它对付的话，这个神的种，福音的种子很难在你心里面生根的。
The third kind of soil is the seed that is sown on thorny soil.
第三点就是在这个种子撒在这个充满了荆棘的土地上。
So what do these thorns and these weeds represent?
那这些荆棘，这些野草代表什么呢？
I think so many people fall in this category today.
我觉得这个把大部分人都囊括进去了。
They hear the word, but it gets squeezed out from other things in their hearts.
所以就是你听到了这个道，这个道，这个种子长出来就被其他的一些东西挤住了。
Other desires, so strong, fleshly desires, cares, worries, distractions in life, and they inhibit the growth of the seed of God's Word.
那这些荆棘野草是什么呢？就是你其他的欲望，其他的思虑和其他的这些让你分心的东西。
And it makes them eventually, ultimately, it makes them unfruitful.
最后就把你这个福音的道给你挤住，让你没办法结实。
And so unless those weeds and thorns are dealt with, unless you pull them, it's going to be the same thing. The seed is going to be choked.
除非你把这荆棘野草给它拔了，否则的话，你那个福音的种子是长不出来，长不好的。
So any of us, myself included, if we don't continue to care for our hearts, we can end up with thorns and weeds just growing within.
所以每一个人，包括我自己在内，如果你不自服己心的话，你这个福音的种那个籽粒长。
How many of you have cared for a garden, huh?
你们中间有谁有家里有种这个花园的
？Okay, not too many people, huh? Okay, a few of you, right? So even when you first plant the seed, maybe you already prepared the soil, you removed the rocks, you removed the weeds, and at the time, you know, you're thinking this looks good.
所以你如果种过菜，你开过园子，你就有这个经验哈。你专门弄块地。把那里面的地平整好，然后把里面的石头都清掉，然后施肥浇水，把那个地弄得很好，你想这下就应该是没问题了，对吧？
And at that time, it does look good. The conditions are really ideal. But if that's all you do, and then you come back 3 months later, and you have not been tending to the garden, you got problems.
你如果就这样就以为你万事大吉了，那你错了。你过了三个月，你回头再来看，很多的荆棘和杂草都长出来了。
Yeah, you come back in 2 or 3 weeks and there's weeds, there's thorns, hey, and you got to deal with those.
所以你到时候一看，你原以为你种的是好的菜，对吧？这个出来一堆野草和荆棘。
The Christian life is a lot like that. You need to tend to your hearts.
基督徒的生命也是像这样，你要自服己心。
And sometimes, you know, gardening is not easy, and taking care of your heart is not easy, and you need help.
就好像种菜不容易吧。你对付自己的心也是不容易的。
Sometimes, you know, a task is too much for just one person.
有时候这个有些这个工程很大，一个人做不来。
And so you call in other people to help you as you maintain the garden of your heart.
就你找别人来帮忙，你要自服己心。
You have to welcome people. Hey, I'm struggling with this. I've got these rocks. I've got these weeds, and I need help.
你要请弟兄姊妹帮忙，跟他说。我心里有这些都样的问题，我自己没办法对付。
And if you just have maybe a few other people around you who you trust and you can interact with these things and share together, it's much easier.
你找几个弟兄，两三个弟兄姊妹，大家可以互相彼此扶持，能够一起来对付这些问题。
And maybe in your church you have groups where there's a few women that are together, or maybe a few brothers are together, and they build this relationship, and they just are honest with each other, supporting each other, helping each other.
所以可能教会中有弟兄们或者有姊妹们，两三个能够常常聚在一起，互相帮助，能够彼此坦诚地讲述各自面对的问题，那可以互相帮助。
Right. Under the inspiration of the Spirit of God, we read this text that so many of you know and love as I do. I'm thinking about 箴言书的第四章二十三节的哈。He said, "Keep your heart with all diligence, for out of it are the issues of life."
所罗门在箴言里面四章二十三节说，你要保守你心胜过保守一切，因为一生的果效都是由心发出。
And so you know that verse, right? The heart is like a garden.
所以就好像你的心就好像一个花园一样。
You have to keep it. You have to guard it. You have to cultivate it. That's like in the opening verses in the book of Genesis. You know, God gave them the ground and the garden to keep it, to tend to it.
所以你的心就好像一个园子，就当你说到园子，就想到创世纪神在伊甸里设立了个园子，然后叫亚当夏娃他们修理看守，然后要保守那个园子。
How often do you need to do that?
你多长时间做一次？
Oh, just I think every day.
所以应该每天哈。
Right, just about every day, right? Yeah, you got to take care of your heart. The heart can be easily misled.
所以你每天要专注自己的心，因为你不一不留神，你的心就会走向偏向其他的地方去。
Keep it with diligence. Okay, there's some effort here. You got to take some time.
你要很努力的、很勤奋的保守你的心。
Everything flows from how you approach life, how you think, how you live out of your heart. Everything flows from it. So you got to keep it.
如果你不保守的话，你就很麻烦了，因为一生的果效都是由心发出的。
And then finally, there's the good soil, the fourth kind.
最后我们来看这个好土哈。
But what makes this kind of soil good?
为什么这个土是好土呢？
Well, I think, well, this means that somebody's taking care of their heart.
因为这个土是有人专门关注的。
To the point where they're willing and ready to receive this word daily. You know, they're responding to it, they're receiving it, and they're applying what they're learning.
所以这个好土他因为每天都有被关注被整理，所以他能够接受这个种子，能够让这个种子发芽。
And the people who cultivate this different way of life where you're listening, responding and acting on what God is telling you, they are fruitful, some are more fruitful and some are abundantly fruitful.
所以因着有人专心的专注这块地，这块种这个种子在这个地里就能够发芽并且结实，有结实多的，有结实更多的，还有结实非常丰富的多的。
And I think if we're honest, we would like more people in life, even in our churches, to be those kind of people.
希望巴不得有这样教会里有更多这样土的人。
But Jesus seems to indicate it's a smaller percentage of people who are willing to keep their hearts.
但是通过耶稣的这个讲道，我们觉得这个这样子的好土在教会中的比例是少数。
Right? I mean, if you're honest, how many people do you know that live this way?
所以你如果诚实问一问自己，你认识人里面有多少个人是这样子生活的？
But we can create a culture where we encourage each other to live in such a manner.
虽然是这样，但是我们也有一个氛围，就是大家鼓励朝着这样子的生活而努力。
Yeah, and it depends on the kind of church family or your own family, the kind of environment that you have here, right? You can go through. I've gone through seasons of life where I didn't take good care of my heart.
我自己曾经有段。生命的经历就是我也对于自己的心也没有过多的去关注。
Where I wasn't careful to really guard my heart.
我没有去保守我的心。
And so I let the desire for other things choke the seed of God's word.
我让今生的思虑、其他的迷惑把这个福音的种子把它挤住了，没办法结实。
And you know those times are not except they're not so good. You're not very fruitful. You're not very faithful. It's not a good experience.
在那段日子里，我也没有结什么果子，我的生命也没有。也没有结果的，也没有好的见证。
So we read also in Proverbs 23, he says, "Hear, my son." Okay, this is a father speaking to his son. He says, "Hear, my son, and be wise." I like that. Be wise and guide your heart in the way.
所以这一段这个箴言里面二十三章十九节，他说：“我儿，你要放聪明，然后要保守你的心。”
Right? Yeah.So that's not easy. If it was easy, everybody would be doing it, right?
这个事情不容易，如果容易的话，每个人都做到了。
But if you allow space daily, if you begin your day with an open Bible and with a prayer, Lord, please, today, before I do anything, I want to give you this day. I want to give you myself freshly. I want to listen and respond to your life transforming word.
所以怎么样保守你心呢？我觉得你每天早上起来第一件事就到主面前来读经祷告，把你的心交给神，然后让他来带领你今天那一天。
Spirit of God, I give you permission. If there's rocks or weeds that are forming in my heart, I pray you'd help me and others to remove them.
你要跟神很清楚的说，我允许神的灵来自在你心里面运行，把你心里的那些苦、怨恨、不讨神喜悦的那些东西帮你除掉。
This is the human condition, so we pray in this way.
因为这是每个人都面临的问题，所以我们要这样祷告。
And we can go back 4,000 years. Moses is dealing with the same problem with the people of God at that time.
我们是这个对人类有史以来都是这样子的。摩西在4000年前也是这样子做的。
Moses said it this way. He says, "Be careful. Watch yourselves closely, so that you do not forget the things your eyes have seen, or let them fade from your heart as long as you live." This is Deuteronomy chapter 4, verse
9. 这在生命记里面，摩西这样子说了一句话哈，在4:9，他说：“你只要谨慎，殷勤保守你的心灵，免得忘记你亲眼所看见的事，又免得你一生这事离开你的心，总要传给你的子子孙孙。”
So God is exhorting us today.At this moment, to keep your heart. Look after your heart. Don't let your heart become hard.
所以神在现在，在今天就告诉我们说，你要保守你的心，你要随时关注，不要让你的心变成一块硬土。
And that's easy to happen if you suffer loss or hardship or betrayal or some kind of major disappointment. If you're not careful, your heart can mislead you.
我们每个人生命中都有各式各样的难题和难处。你如果不小心的话，这些难处很容易就让你的心变成一块硬土。
And so we see the warning from the book of Hebrews. Would you read it with me?
所以我们看在希伯来书3章里面讲到一段劝勉我们的话。
愿意不愿意用英文跟我念出来吗？哈 ，You want to try? Okay. See to it, brothers and sisters, that none of you has a sinful, unbelieving heart that turns away from the living God.But encourage one another daily. Wow. Daily. Right? I'm sorry. As long as it is called today. So that none of you may be hardened by sin's deceitfulness. As has just been said, today, if you hear His voice, do not harden your hearts. This word is still a living word given to you and to me.
所以在希伯来书3:12-15，作者对我们有这样一段的劝诫。他说：“弟兄们，你们要谨慎，免得你们中间或有人存着不信的恶心，把永生神离弃了。总要趁着还有今日，天天彼此相劝，免得你们中间有人被罪迷惑，心里就刚硬了。我们若将起初确实的信心坚持到底，就在基督里有份了。因为经上说，你们今日若听他的话，就不可硬着心，像当日像惹他发怒的日子一样。
What word has God spoken to you or us that you or we dare not disregard?
神说了什么我们一定要注意呢？
I leave you with that question.
我们每个人都要扪心自问，回答这个问题。下面我们回应的时间，请大家起立，我们唱回应诗歌。那这个回应诗歌呢，我选了第690首，因为它特别讲到我们向主求，希望他把话赐给我们。那对我来讲是一首新的歌，我相信对于大部分人来讲都是比较新的哈。这个690首，那我们请诗琴先弹一遍完整的，你听听这个节奏，这首歌比较短。
是你的乡亲，因你爱是住在我心，你的生命我也同你，一句我主就此现在许多畏惧挂虑，你的为生你的话语，一句我主就此一句，一句最终的声呼号，得你应许甘甜充满，与你永远快乐同居，一句我主就此一句。
好，我们仍然站立，有一段回应的祷告的时间，请在场的弟兄姊妹先祷告，然后线上的弟兄姊妹祷告。
主啊，谢谢你把你的仆人带到我们教会，用你的话语来教导我们，我们的心真是有罪的，是主把圣灵赐下来，我们要好好的把圣灵在我们心中植根，不能让世俗、让欲望、让自我来统治我们的心，这样我们是神所不喜悦的。我们要不断地学习神的话语，来改造自己，成为神所喜悦的子民。祷告奉主耶稣基督的名求。
你的话实在是我们脚前的灯，也是我们路上的光。主啊，你的话一解开就发出亮光来。主啊，我们匍匐在你的面前，向你献上感谢。主啊，但愿主你真是让我们真是每天每时每刻都要保守我们的心，胜过保守一切。主啊，我们的心实在就是那一块铁地。主啊，你要在我们的心里面来耕耘。主啊，让我们能够在这个主新的果效的里面能够发出，主啊，能够结出那个百倍的果实。主啊，因此求主就是帮助我们，主啊，能够除去我们里面的这心中发生出来的杂草，或者是石头，或者是荆棘。主啊，但愿主你真是让我们这块心田能够成为好土。主啊，好叫你的话，主啊，能够真是扎根在我们的里面。主啊，能够真是能够。向下扎根，往上接驳。主啊，好像你的旨意能够成就在我们的生命当中。主啊，我感谢你今天释放这样美好的信息。主啊，叫我们每一天每一时每一刻都要警醒，都要看守主啊你所量给我们那一份。主啊，我们都有我们自己那一份的田地，但愿主你真是帮让我们能够在你的里面靠着主的恩典来过一个得胜的生活。祷告感谢奉耶稣基督宝贵的名。
Amen。 主耶稣啊，主啊，你有每一句话都为着我，主啊，我谢谢你，我有一句话，主啊，谢谢你，你曾到我这里来过，谢谢你，你到我这里来过。
感谢你，谢谢你今天借着你的仆人啊，来提醒我们要保守看顾我们的心田。啊，主啊，像个园丁一样，每日每时刻的这样的殷勤的打理。是啊，是的，我们需要主你圣灵的帮助、提醒、光照，时时的来到你的面前。主啊，谢谢你来打理我们的心。 主啊，让你的话语能够进到我的生命当中，哦，主啊，让我们有能力靠着圣灵能够实行出来，哦，主啊，能够结果累累，主啊，谢谢你，谢谢你的话语常常来充满我们，引导我们的每一天，谢谢奉耶稣的名祷告，
阿门。
主，亲爱的主，我们感谢你，你的话就是真理，你的话就是我们心中的粮，是吧？因为每一句话都是带着能力，是吧？当我们来到主你面前的时候，是吧？我们向你献上感谢，谢谢你用你的爱拯救我，是吧？求你借着圣灵来松软我们内心的那刚硬的心。主啊，求你自己的话来种在我们的里面，然后帮助我们能够在地上的日子能够顺服在主你自己的面前。求我们感谢你，愿荣耀归于你。祷告感谢奉我主耶稣基督的名。
请线上的弟兄姊妹开声祷告。
我们赞美感谢你，荣耀复活的早晨，借着你忠心的仆人，在基督里头向我们说话，你的话就是灵，就是生命，用宝血涂抹遮盖，我们没有一个受教的耳朵听不见你的声音，那个谦卑顺服的灵，复活耶稣基督，今天早晨在圣经的里头给我们一个认罪回转的机会，好像我们不像以色列人四十年旷野漂游，我们能够进入迦南美地，进入了安息，进入了丰富，让我们更像基督，得到更丰盛的生命，让我们更多圣洁像主耶稣，这是像我们的福祉有30倍60倍100倍是收成，因为你的耶稣基督永远是得胜的主，在圣灵里头见到你荣耀中的教会，我们感谢你，我们赞美你，我们等候见到荣耀的教会，等候基督荣耀的再来，奉主耶稣基督圣名，阿们
阿们。主，我们谢谢你再次把这信息啊放在我们中间，实在是说主啊，我们巴不得每个人啊，我自己也是巴不得我们的心成为一个好土，但主要思想到要挖石头，要拔荆棘，要割野草，对吧？若不是靠着主十字架的工作，很难自己对自己动刀啊。但求主的十字架不要放过我们，能够在我们心中做更深的工作。好叫我们的心里能够啊完全预备好，就是为主自己。愿主的话每天一句能够放在我们心里，提醒我们主啊，每天当如何去行。主啊，愿你的十字架、你的灵、你的话啊，在我们这个心田中帮助我们，能够保守我们的心。主啊啊，否则靠我们天然的能力是做不到啊。天然的能力就是引向肉体。但是唯有主你自己的能力能够胜过我天然的这一切，主，我们就自己愿意说，主，我们把我们的主权交给你，我们有一个愿意的心，愿意跟神合作，愿意跟圣灵同工啊，让我们的心能够成为好土，能够照着主的恩典结实30、60、100倍，有一个更丰盛的生命啊，在座的每一个弟兄姊妹心里都跟神说，主，我愿意，愿主自己来动工。谢谢主，听我们这样祷告，奉耶稣基督的名，阿们。好，请坐。好，那还是欢迎报告的时间。好，首先欢迎第一次来的新朋友。如果你是第一次来的新朋友，麻烦你站起来介绍一下自己哈。从我右手边开始，有没有新来的？如果没有，左手边有没有新朋友？